Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You're listening to Results Over BS. BBS. You're about to find the secrets to leverage the internet to automate your lead generation and attract high-paying clients without the confusion or overwhelm, so you can finally have a business that provides you the lifestyle of freedom and impact you've always wanted. Marquell Russell is a secret weapon for coaches, consultants, and service providers who want to attract high-paying clients and grow their businesses rapidly. He's known for delivering the highest return on investments to his coaching clients,
upwards of 1,110.76%.
And now, here's Marquell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquell Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS Show. In today's quick episode, I just basically want to share with you how to overcome objections over the phone. And, you know, even if you're still in person, how to overcome objections without feeling pushy, right? Before I get into that, if you haven't already got access to the Rapid Business Growth Bundle, where I really take you behind the scenes to show you how to get more leads for your business, how to get more clients, and how to grow your business at a rapid pace, and add an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue, what kind of work time you have, I break that all down inside of the Rapid Business Growth Bundle, and you get it for free, just as my way of saying thank you for checking out the show. So the way you can get access to that is by going to yourpodgift.com, yourpodgift.com. I have the link somewhere around this episode, depending on where you're checking it out. You can get access to it there. Or if it's easier for you, you can just text results over BS, all one word. You can text that to 904-447-5274. It's 904-447-5274. So I'm actually headed to the gym, so I'm gonna keep this super, super short. So a lot of people ask me, okay, Marquell, how do I overcome this objection? Or how do I overcome that objection? Or how do I come, you know, this objection? And these are all the different objections, right? And I'm gonna give you a really simple way to obliterate these particular objections without feeling pushy. So let's say you're on the phone with somebody and you just made your offer. You know, you're selling your high ticket offer or whatever offer you're selling. And you tell them, you know, it's $3,000, it's $10,000, it's $5,000, it's $15,000, $25,000, whatever the case may be. And then they say, okay, well, I just need to talk to my spouse. Or they may say, you know, sounds great, man, but I just need to think about it. Or sounds great, man, but it's just not the right time. Or sounds great, man, but I got to pray about it. Or sounds great, man, but I need to talk to my business. Or whatever the case may be. Here's what you do. Now, what I found after literally doing millions of dollars over the phone and high ticket sales and even showing our clients how to do the same exact thing, what I found is typically, number one is sometimes we mistake questions or a little resistance for objections. So that's the first thing. Number two, the first thing they typically say usually isn't the real issue. So if somebody says they need to talk to their spouse, that's typically not the real issue. If somebody says they, you know, even if they say they don't have the money or whatever, that's typically not the real issue. So let me give you an example. So let's say I'm on the phone with somebody and they say, you know, all right, okay, Marquell, this sounds amazing, but, you know, I just got to think about it. So what I do is I'll typically pause for a second, you know, give them like 5 seconds, just kind of process. I don't jump right in. First of all, I lean out. So I don't lean in trying to make the sale. First thing I do is I lean out, you know, because they got to convince me on why they're a good fit anyway. So the first thing you want to do is lean out. She's like, okay, well, let me ask you a question. What do you mean by that? So when you ask them, what do they mean by that? It's a goal. When I share this with my clients, they're like, oh my God, and it works. But it's so simple. I ask them, what do you mean by that? And now you allow them to explain what they mean by that. And now guess what you'll find is you will start to uncover the real issue and the real thing that's holding them back. And then from there, you can actually help. You can deal with that and assist them with making a decision, whether that be a decision to work with you or not work with you. And don't be afraid to say, well, you know what? Based on that, you know, it's probably not a good fit. And we'll just table this thing for now and just, you know, reach back out. Get ready. But if you want to overcome an objection, simply face it by not necessarily looking at it as an objection, But just looking at it, okay, it's some kind of concern that they have. Or, you know, sometimes people are just scared to part with their money. I get it. So you just ask them, you know, what do you mean by that? Now you allow them to clarify, dig into the real issue, you get the real stuff out of them, and then you can help them from there. So that's it. That's how you overcome objection without feeling pushy. You lean out and then ask, what do you mean by that? Allow them to clarify, and then see if you can help from there. So that's it, real quick. How do you quickly and ethically overcome any objection without feeling pushy? So that's it. Share this around. Let me know if you got some value from this in the comment section below. Share this around or tag anyone who you're feeling benefit, depending on where you're seeing this at. And like I said, get access to the Rapid Business Growth Bundle. If you like stuff like this and you want to get more clients and scale your business fast, text results over BS, all one word, to 904-447-5274. Or go to yourpodgift.com, which is click the link around this episode somewhere in the comments or description or wherever you're seeing this at. All right. So that's it for today's quick episode. Until the next one, have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.